interesting news for sure.
Alert.
Don't be that guy in the fantasy league.
Don't be that guy. All advice. Sound advice. Sage advice.
Sage.
From Abel.
He's going to change his last name. He's changing his last name. Or basketball when they're trying to shoot free throws. Yeah. Of course they would love the crowd to be silent.
Yeah, of course they would. Like, it's
seriously
lazy.
A lot of talk to talk. You know, a lot of talk to talk.
All right, welcome to This and That Podcasting Podcast. I'm Alex Bauer. I'm with my best friend Kyle Dobis. This is season 2, episode 13. We are just getting into the nitty-gritty of everything, aren't we?
Yeah, we're in it. We're in it now.
We're
college basketball starting today too.
Yep, got college basketball going on today. It's kind of why I'm wearing my shirt along with the hat. Gotta get that hat in here too. Yeah, we're gonna go over our top five games of the week. Top five games. Gonna get some honorable mentions in. Kyle's got a lot of honorable mentions going on there. Upset picks. And then we're gonna dive into our two early men's and women's NCAA Sweet 16, and then getting to our top five games to watch this upcoming week, get our upset predictions in, go right back into the fantasy competition. It's a better week for me now. Like, we're on a good
finally
roll.
Won. He's finally won.
He's finally won a second time after losing so many.
But he barely beat me.
Barely. And then we're going to get back into some gambling men and then wrap it on up with some Homer Bound all over again. Rinse and repeat from here, really.
Rinse and repeat. We got some more sports to talk about now, though, with basketball back.
Oh, yeah, for sure. All right, top five games of the week. I went 2-3. Loss, win. My three losses,
same.
Starting with those, I got Texas Vanderbilt. Texas beat Vanderbilt. I picked Vanderbilt to win that game. Texas won 34-31. I believe that is a good game to be in the top five, but it did not end up in my top five. I put a few other games up there to TBD here. None of my games that I picked to be in the top five are in my actual top five this week. I think this is a very first week for that. Second loss is Oklahoma-Tennessee. Oklahoma lost to Tennessee 33-27. Apparently wasn't a great start for Tennessee to win that game, and Oklahoma just kind of ran away with it, even though Tennessee still made it somewhat of a close game there, it looks like, by the final score, but... So, then you got the Avs and the Vegas Golden Knights.
Tennessee was winning for a little bit there.
Yeah, they were ahead for I think what a quarter two.
They
quarters.
Were winning.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were winning. Oklahoma.
Well, what I heard was they were off to a slow start, at least Tennessee. So, that's all I.
They
heard.
Were. It was.
So Colorado Avalanche, Las Vegas Golden Knights. I picked the Knights to win. Avs win 4-2. I didn't watch the game either, but Vegas lost. So, whoops, picked the wrong team there. Buffalo Bills beat the Kansas City Chiefs for one of my first two wins here on this little top five games of the week. Bills beat the Chiefs 28-21. That was a very good game to watch. It was the 4 o'clock game on CBS. Yes, it was very entertaining. And then LA Dodgers and Toronto Blue Jays actually go to 7 games. Not what we thought it would go, but Dodgers win the series 4-3.
Not at all. Not
which,
at all.
I mean, if you ask me, I wished it went the opposite way. But, you know, obviously I'd try to pick the smart pick and pick the Dodgers.
It was an awesome World Series, though.
It was. It was a very good series.
It was a great World Series. They had it. Yeah, they had everything happen there. They had the 18-inning game to extra innings again to back and forth who's winning games and then go to a game 7, then go to extra innings in a game 7. So it was a
and he's skipping. Hello. He's back.
Oh, there we are.
And there we are.
It's already skipping. Already skipping. Should have just stayed plugged in.
It's all right. So yeah, what you got for your? Did you just go over?
Yeah. So for my top five,
did you just skip through all of it?
Did you not hear anything I said on that?
No.
Oh, yeah. I think it. Whenever it does do this, I think it actually does go through. It just you can't hear it on your end.
Yeah.
But we'll see at the end. But no, I didn't go through it. I was just talking about the World Series at that point. Yeah, so for my top five, I think me and you have kind of similar for a lot of these. I had the Chiefs and Bills. I had the Avs and Knights hockey game. I had Oklahoma, Tennessee. I had Vandy, Texas. The only thing different I had was Cincinnati, Utah. So Chiefs, Bills, I'm with you. I had the Bills win on that one. I'm with you. Also, I had the Knights, which was a loss. In the Oklahoma, Tennessee game, I had taken Tennessee, so there was my other loss. Cincinnati Utah game was just a blowout. I was hoping Cincinnati could maybe like beat them in that one, but that was not the case. So lost on that one. But I, however, did choose Texas to beat Vandy. I thought that was the week before Texas had a really good game and Arch Manning looked like the best he's looked all year. I felt like that was going to carry over into this game being at home against Vandy. So that was my win. So I ended up going 2-for-3. Yeah, there's not much else to talk about that. I mean, yeah, like the Chiefs Bills, really fun game. Bills were up quite a bit going into the fourth or like mid third, and then Chiefs came back and then almost came back and tied it at the end. So there was actually, I mean, once we get into the top five games of the week, there was actually a lot of good. That's why if you saw my honorable mention, I put like four. There was just a lot of good games this weekend. I just wanted to throw a bunch in there.
There was a lot of good games this weekend. Obviously, I've only decided to stick with the one honorable mention on my side. So we'll just get my side over with and let Kyle do his thing. And yeah,
in case we don't get to him, if we don't talk to him. Yeah.
Gotcha. So game number one for me, I think this is the top game of the weekend, was the Chicago Bears Cincinnati Bengals game going 47-42. Oh my goodness.
Had that one in there.
That was a crazy game. Crazy game right there.
Yep.
Player
Joe
of the
Flacco
game
going off, and then Caleb Williams going off.
You got everybody going off. I gave player of the game.
You got to give it to our Michigan boy,
Michigan boy Colston Loveland, staying undefeated in the state of Ohio. Gotta love that.
Yep, it was like his. It was kind of like his showing up game for this year.
Yeah, gets 118 receiving yards and 2 receiving touchdowns. Like, go off, kid. Good job. Number two game of the weekend, I believe, goes to NC State beating number 8 Georgia Tech. I didn't put this as the upset of the week because, you know, I think the upset of the week is a different game. Other than that, yeah.
Technically, this is more of an upset.
Yeah, really, it kind of is, but like that's the
by
thing. Like,
I mean, even if you
it
look
was
at
a very it, good game, you could have seen like Georgia Tech come back and win that like at the end, but still, anyways,
yeah,
win is a win for NC State, giving player of the game to Jaden Scott, 196 rushing yards and 1 rushing touchdown. That's pretty stout for that kid. Number three game,
and he's the backup running back too.
Yeah. Oh yeah, for sure, for a backup. To have that kind of stats, that's definitely very good.
Mm-hmm.
Number three game of the week is number 5 Georgia beating Florida 24-20. This game was awesome to work. I thought Florida might have pulled it off at the end of the day. They should have.
That was a catch
in the lead for.
It was a catch.
That was like the one thing that we talked about in the post game. Yeah. And so yep,
it was a catch. I can't convince me otherwise. That was a catch.
Yeah. Giving player of the game to Gunnar Stockton, 233 passing yards and 2 touchdowns. Like that was a very good game by him as a quarterback. So yeah.
Yep, I have them. Yep, I have them in mind also. I gave mine to Zachariah Branch. He kind of balled out for Georgia. He had 10 catches for 112 yards.
Yeah,
but no, that was unfortunate for Florida because that was 100% of catching that was literally the next play was fourth down. They don't get it. Georgia wins. So, and if they had gotten that, they were down to like the 15-yard line. So that was kind of a crappy way to lose for Florida because I thought they were going to pull it off.
Yeah. Number four game of the week. At least this is a little selfish of me to put this at number four, but I'm going to put it there because this belongs in the top five. I don't care.
I have them in there too.
I got to work this game. This was awesome. If I knew I got to work this game, I would have put it in my top five games to watch for us to talk about on our podcast. But I got the news later on in the week.
You chose a good game to do.
So, yeah, Michigan, Notre Dame, hockey. Number two, Michigan beats Notre Dame 5-3 in hockey. It was a great game to work. It was awesome. You had three power play goals from Michigan. Two of them were just in regular time. None of them were a open net goal. Notre Dame comes back. Like, I think they came back to where it was like 4-2. And then Michigan just got the fifth goal. Yeah. Notre Dame got the third. I'm giving player of the game to TJ Hughes. He gets one goal and one assist later on in the game. And yeah, that is just a really great game just to work. It was awesome. It was a great experience. I got to work with Al Randall and Fred Pletch. Those two guys like just were an honor, and they were very gracious to me, and they were able to work with me and, you know, let me know what I'm doing right and what I'm doing wrong. And so they're a couple of great guys if you ever meet them. So, and then number five, LA Dodgers, Toronto Blue Jays. I've got game seven. I wanted to give it to, I think it was like game four or five where they went like extra innings. Like it was like 13, 14 extra innings. I wanted to give it to that game. But
you're talking about game two was the one that went to like 18 innings.
Yeah. Like, no, it wasn't game two. It was later. It was like game three or game four.
Or game three. It might have been game three.
Yeah, it was probably game three then. I wanted to give it to
that
one.
It was game three because it was back-to-back for Dodgers.
Yeah. Yeah, I wanted to give it to game three, but game seven still, like, you still had a good extra inning there.
That was a good game seven.
With it being a game seven, too. So 5-4, Dodgers win over the Toronto Blue Jays, giving player the
Dodgers
game,
coming back.
Yep. Giving player of the game to Will Smith, with the game-winning home run there. Honorable mention goes to Duke-Clemson game. Duke beats Clemson 46-45. Darian Mensah gets player of the game. 361 passing yards and four passing touchdowns. Good night, kid. Lord have mercy.
Yeah. Well, that's a good game right there.
So,
yeah, I mean, you cover a lot of these, so at least I don't have to go through – a ton of mine since I had a bunch of honorable mentions. Like you, I had the Oklahoma Tennessee. Well, no, you didn't have this one in there. I actually did have the Oklahoma Tennessee game in there, being 33-27, just because it was a closer game and stayed pretty close the whole time. It wasn't kind of just like a blowout. I think Oklahoma was up like 16-7 at one point. That was like the biggest lead, and then it was just back and forth. Xavier Robinson is the guy I'm giving to the player of the game. He had 115 yards and one touchdown. It wasn't like crazy. I could have given it to Mateer, but he didn't really have a crazy game. One of the games that we had, okay, so I'll just go over the same ones first. So I had Georgia, Florida, like you, and we kind of talked about the kind of enough. I had Zachariah Branch. I too had the Bears and Bengals in that. That was an awesome back and forth game. Bengals kind of choked at the end to win it. Colson Loveland, player of the game. The two I don't, unfortunately for your Detroit Lions, I had the Minnesota Vikings and Detroit Lions game in there, 27-24 going to the Vikings. It was actually a fun game. Yeah, Minnesota took
a
two-score lead. The Detroit, yeah, it was a fun game. Detroit comes back and scores on like a 40-yard pass, and then they was like, oh, man, they have a shot to actually come back and win this game. And then they just couldn't get the ball back after that. So I'll give it to J.J. McCarthy to get another Michigan kid on here because it was his first game back starting since his injuries, and he looked okay. I mean, they didn't have to throw the ball that much, but he had 143 yards. He scored three touchdowns, especially a big running touchdown, basically the game-winning touchdown at the end of the game. So giving it to him. My last game that's different from yours on my actual top five, I have the USC Trojans 21 versus the Nebraska Cornhuskers 17. USC goes into Lincoln and beats Nebraska. It was a big win for USC because they were trailing pretty much this whole entire game. and then they come back and score and take the lead. And on top of that, Nebraska loses Dylan Raiola for the rest of the season. So that was a huge loss for Nebraska. That was a top quarterback in the league. And he broke his fibula or tibia, but he's out till next year now. Player of the game goes to their backup USC's backup running back. That was a tough loss for them, but he's a true sophomore, so he'll be back next year, and it should be his last year there. Player of the game goes to King Miller. He's the backup running back for USC. He had 129 yards and one touchdown. Some of the honorable mentions I put a bunch in there because I didn't really look at your list to see if you covered these games, but I did have Duke, Clemson, fun, awesome game.
Yep.
Especially with Duke coming back and winning. We talked about it enough. I had Vandy and Texas in there, so it was a 34-31 Texas win. In my honorable mention, I put it there because my upset of the week was one of your honorable mentions. So my honorable mention was the Miami SMU game, yep, which is your upset pick. So yep, SMU beating Miami 26-20. Yeah, so I figured that was going to be yours, and then once NC State beat Georgia Tech, I was like, that one actually trumps it on whether it's win-loss record for NC State or overall spread or money line. Everything was or higher ranking. Everything was just a bigger upset for NC State to win that game. And then my last one, honorable mention, I had the Michigan State-Minnesota game. Minnesota won 23-20 in overtime, and it was another one of those controversial calls because Minnesota's quarterback stepped out of bounds right before they scored, but they gave them the touchdown anyways, and they gave them the win. Since we're moving on, since we've kind of just already talked about it, I'll just go straight into the upset of the week. So I lost on mine. I had picked Cal to upset Virginia. Yep. And Virginia pretty much took it to Cal, so it wasn't really close. But yeah, I had NC State 48 beating number 8 team in the country, Georgia Tech 36. It was a fun game to watch. NC State's quarterback, CJ Bailey, was a baller all game. He looked outstanding. Yep. He had 340 yards and 3 touchdowns. I could have given it to the running back, but CJ Bailey basically controlled that game from start to finish. So yeah, that was my upset.
Nice. Yeah, since we're splitting on our actual upsets of the week with the SMU beating Miami 26-20 in overtime, I'm giving player of the game to Ahmad Moses. He gets 2 interceptions. He's the one that got that interception in overtime to basically give SMU just that guarantee win, because all SMU had to do was just kick a field goal and they won, but they decided just, hey, we're here. Yeah, let's score a touchdown. They went for the touchdown, so... And Kyle just disappears.
I had to open the window. It was getting warm in here. I forget it gets warm in this office. I agree. I was gonna have Miami, and that was gonna be my upset pick. So we texted each other after that. I was like, "Well, there's our upset of the week finally." And then, of course, Georgia Tech wins. So or Georgia Tech loses. So then that one was definitely gonna be mine.
Yep. But I was just texting that, just like, I was like, well, at least we got him guaranteed now.
Yeah. I mean, overall, it was an awesome weekend. There was a lot of good games. And then we didn't even really get into a lot of the good hockey games, too. So, Michigan, I mean, I know you said yours was the Michigan-Notre Dame game, but arguably the second game, the next day on Saturday, was a better game.
Oh, yeah.
The Michigan-Notre Dame game was crazy.
Yeah, that was even more wild game.
1-0. They come back and won in overtime.
Yeah, even the person that was,
and it was at Notre Dame, so it was a crazy win.
Yeah, to sweep them in Notre Dame, that's definitely a good win for Michigan, especially Big Ten play.
Because
it's not easy to win in the Big Ten on the road.
A very good win.
The person that was working that game was asking, "Hey, could you work this game too?" I'm like, unfortunately, Florida Georgia kicks off at 3:30 and puck drop is at 5. So
I think it was early.
I don't think a football game can be played in 2 hours. It's like as soon as they kick off. All right, let's wrap this up now.
I gotta get out of here.
First touchdown wins.
That's cool. You got to do it.
Yep. All right. So into our too early pick 'em for NCAA.
Too early, are we?
and women's basketball. I'm playing the wrong song here. Basketball, give me.
I feel like it was just yesterday. We were just listening to this.
It was already back. Last Monday. It was like 2 Mondays ago.
Yeah, it was. Well, I'm just saying in general. I feel like we just got done talking about basketball. And now it's already back.
All right.
We were just talking about Florida, making Alex money.
Yep. Making me money, giving me free merch here. You know, that's why I'm wearing it. Got to wear it.
Free merch.
So we're going to do our NCAA men's basketball first, our Sweet 16 seeds here. I'll start it off with my number one seed is going to be UConn, and then coming in at number two will be Houston. Number three will be Florida, my team that I work for. Obviously going to make some more money there. Hopefully they make it all the way back into the Final Four and maybe even the championship. That's all I care about. They don't have to win it all this time. But, you know, as long as they make it all the way back to the championship, I get paid. Number four will be Duke.
I don't know if they're going to make it to the championship, but they'll have a good team.
They'll have a very good team this year. Number four will be Duke. Number five will be St. John's, I believe. They are a very good team. I believe they still belong up there, especially even with Michigan beating them in the preseason, because that doesn't really count. I think they learn a lot from that, and they, you know, reload and, you know, get on to it and bear down, get some elbow grease in and all that. Number six will be Arkansas. Number seven, Louisville. Number eight, our boys, Michigan Wolverines, make it in there in the Elite Eight there. Number nine will be Texas Tech. Number 10, Kentucky. Number 11, Gonzaga. I believe they are going to be a very good team again this year. They are usually one of those really good Western teams that always makes it in, especially with them trying to make it into the Pac-12. Mm-hmm, I think it will be like next season or two seasons. I don't know when that's going to happen. But once they become a Pac-12 team, they will probably jump up everybody's list here, like in the next, you know, year or two. Number 12 will be UNC. Chapel Hill. Number 13 will be Michigan State. Number 14, Alabama. Number 15, Kansas. And then number 16, to round it all off, is Tennessee Volunteers. And my champion to win it all this year will be Houston, winning it all.
Fair. I like it. I think we have somewhat similar, just different order. I think I have a few teams in here that you don't have in yours. That was surprised you didn't put in yours, because one's a top 10 team.
Well, there's a few so like, I'm just top gonna go 10, top 25 teams that I just don't – like, I would like to see them in the Sweet 16, but if we're talking making it all the way to the Sweet 16, they were just one of the teams I don't think they stay healthy enough, or they just don't have the – grind to be able to make it that far this year, unfortunately.
It's fair. So how I'm going to present these, I'm going to present them in seeds. So my top four, my one seeds, and so on. The basis is how it's going to be ranked. So
yeah.
Even though it's the same, it's the same thing as saying 1 through 16. So my four one seeds for my prediction this year are going to be: number one overall is going to be Houston. Number two overall is going to be Duke. Number three overall, I have UConn. And my fourth overall, number one overall, is Michigan. So I have Michigan higher than you. You have them as like the last two seed. I have them as the last one seed. They are a stacked team, and they look very, very good. So as long as they can control the turnovers, I don't see them having no problems being in the one seed. But yeah, Houston's going to be the problem. I agree with you with that. Houston's loaded. Duke's always loaded with freshmen. UConn should have a bounce back year this year, so... I think we're so my two seeds, my first two seed I have as the Purdue Boilermakers. They are right now they're the number one overall team right now, but yep. This is kind of what I'm just projecting as we go for the end of the season. They have a loaded team. Purdue's stacked. They brought back basically every player from last year, so they should be very good. My second two seed is going to be the Florida Gators, your reigning national champs. They lost a couple good players. They still have a couple good ones, so I do think they're going to fall a little bit, but I still think they're going to be in that two seed range when all said and done. I think they're still going to be one of the two seeds. My third two seed, this is one of the teams I was surprised you didn't have in there, is BYU. BYU is freaking stacked. They hit the transfer portal hard. They had one of the top recruiting classes, and they were good last year with all of their superstars returning this year. So that's a team that I'm very scared at. And when it comes to like end of year betting for them to make the Sweet 16 / Elite Eight, that's a team that I would not want to play. So I'd be curious to see what the odds are on them to make those, like make the final, not the finals in general, but the Sweet 16 Elite Eight. But yep. Yeah, I have BYU as one of my three, as my third overall two seed. Fourth two seed, I have them as St. John's. St. John's, I agree with you. They're a good team. They looked good when they played us. They're only going to get better. They have a really good power forward, so I think they'll finish the two seeds right there. Going into my three seeds, my number one three seed will be Alabama. They lost a lot of players also after this year, and they didn't really go heavy in the transfer portal, but I still think they'll be a good team. So they're my number one three seed. My number two, three seed would be the Louisville Cardinals. I think last year was a nice bounce back year for them after having that like horrendous stretch of like 3 years in a row where they were just trash. So they have the right coach. They have the right personnel. I think they're going to be good this year, enough to be a three seed. My third three seed, I'll have the UNC Tar Heels. They had a little bit of a rough year last year, kind of the year before. So I think this is kind of like a make or break it year for Hubert Davis, the coach of UNC. Feel like they have to do something well, so I could see them almost, they need to get to the Sweet 16 or Elite Eight or he might be gone. So I think the team will play for him, the players like him. So I have UNC as my 3-3 seed. My fourth third seed is the Texas Tech Red Raiders. They had a good team last year. I still think they're a good team. They always play good in basketball and they always play really good defense, so I could see them being into that three seed area. And then my four seeds, I have Iowa State. I think you have them in there. This is kind of like a random one. Iowa State at the end of the year always end up just sneaks in as a 5-6-5-4 seed. So they always do well in the Big 12 and they always have a really good basketball team. So I could see them finishing as a four seed. My second four seed, I have UCLA. They had a really good year last year and they brought a lot back this year, just almost like the case for a lot of these guys that I've already talked about. And I think they'll be in conversations for one of the top teams in the Big Ten. So I could see them being a four seed. And then my third four seed, I have Michigan State. I think they're going to have more of a down year compared to like last year. I don't think they're going to be as good. So I think they'll probably finish like fourth or so in the Big Ten. But I still think it's enough to get them to a four seed spot. And then my last four seed will be like you. I think Gonzaga has a good bounce back year this year. A down year for them last year was like an 8-9 seed, which is still pretty good. So I still think, I think they'll bounce back and become a four seed this year, if not better. But I just have them right now as a four seed. My national champions, it was tough because I didn't want to be biased. But I do think Michigan, if stays healthy and controls turnovers, they have the best lineup and roster in the country. And I am taking them to beat Houston in the finals.
Love it. I like that. Like to hear that. Good thing I'm wearing the hat and the shirt at the same time. So moving on to NCAA women's now. So NCAA women's, I'm just going to go the way that I put this in. Because like I said, I put it in thinking like these are going to be the 16 teams that were going to be in the Sweet 16. And I seeded them 1 through 16. So I did UConn as the one seed yet again for the women. So both men's and women's going to be up there at the top seed there for Sweet 16. Number two, South Carolina. They're always that team that's always there year in and year out from the SEC. Like there's almost little to anybody who can beat them unless you're talking about UConn or possibly LSU, who's also in the SEC, or even, who am I thinking of? Texas as well. But yeah, so South Carolina's there as the two seed. You got UCLA coming back. They've got a lot of their ladies coming back this season at the three seed. Number four is Duke. They had a really great year last year, and I think they do it again this year. They have a lot of their good players coming back and playing again. Number five will be LSU. Number six will be Kansas State. Number seven will be USC Southern Cal. I believe they will have another good season with a few comebacks this year. And then number eight, the team that I work for, your wife's good old alma mater, the NC State Lady Wolfpack. I believe they're going to be up there as a number eight seed going into Sweet 16. Number nine will be Texas. Number 10 will be Baylor. Number 11 will be the UNC Tar Heels. They will have a good bounce back year, I believe, this year. They didn't have that great of a season last season, unfortunately, but you know, they hit the transfer portal pretty well and they got reloaded, and I believe they'll have a good season. Number 12 will be TCU. They have a lot of those ladies coming back and playing. They're usually pretty good at getting some transfers in there as well. Number 13 is Notre Dame. They always have like that really great year in the ACC, and they find themselves in the Sweet 16 Elite Eight talk every year in and year out. Number 14 will be Kentucky. Number 15 will be Maryland. And then, you know, a bookending just for me again, Tennessee, number 16 seed for both men's and women's, making it last there. And who I've got winning it all? I've got UConn winning it all.
Yeah, we have pretty much similar all the way through almost. I mean, my 4-1 seeds, I have UConn, South Carolina, UCLA. So same top three as yours. And then the only one different, I have LSU as a one seed. My 4-2 seeds, I've got Tennessee. So I have them way higher than you, but I think they're usually realistically really good on the women's side. And I think they'll have a bounce back from last year. So I have Tennessee, Texas, like you said already, Texas is a very good team, especially the last few years. So yeah, Tennessee, Texas, I have UNC and Duke are my 4-2 seeds. So yeah, I agree. I think UNC comes back this year and has a better women's basketball season. And I think Duke also has a good basketball season this year. So those are my 4-2s. My 3s, I have Oklahoma. They were good last year, and I still think they continued on this year. I have NC State, like you. I think yours would have been around a 3 seed also, so it's pretty close to it.
Mine was last 2 seed, actually. I have NC State women's in there. But yeah.
And then last 2 seed, so I have mine just a little lower than yours. The third seed, well, 3 and 4, I have Michigan and Michigan State. Michigan had a really good year last year in basketball, and they actually pulled in more players this year while returning players. So I think they had them pre-ranked right now in like the top 15. So I could see them finishing and making it into the tournament as a top 16 seeds or at one of the 3 or 4 seeds. So yep, I have Michigan, Michigan State about to finish off my 3 seeds. My 4 seeds are going to be Maryland, and then my second 4 seed will be Iowa. And to finish it off, I have the rivalry between Kentucky and Louisville to finish my last 2 4 seeds. So I have Kentucky, then Louisville. But like you, my champion I am predicting is UConn. It's hard to pick against basically the team that wins one every 3 years.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's definitely hard to pick against UConn. You might as well just pick them. Because, like, yeah.
UConn at the Yankees of women's basketball.
Yeah, they're definitely a very good team.
It's the Yankees of women's basketball, basically. Yeah,
they're very tough team to beat. All right. So that wraps up our two early NCAA men's and women's basketball picks. Moving on to the top 5.
Hopefully we do better than the college football side.
Yeah, hopefully, yeah, for sure. I believe our women's will definitely do better than most, because usually can't really go wrong very much with that, because it's almost like chalk sometimes with that.
They're usually pretty cut. Yeah, it's pretty much just all the way through. Yeah. It's the same. They never like change.
Yeah, it's almost like you got franchise teams for the NCAA women's basketball, and they just don't change.
Basically.
So, yeah. So top 5. Yeah,
you don't have a lot of heavy upsets in women's.
No, you do not. So I'll start with my top five games to watch this week, starting with today, the game that I'm about to go work here after we finish our podcast. Number three, Florida taking on number 13, Arizona in men's basketball tonight over there in Las Vegas. It should be a very good game. It's a neutral site game. I believe Florida will come out on top off of this game because they're going to want to win and they're going to want to go back home and have their ring celebration with a win under their belt already. Like, because apparently the game that's supposed to be on Thursday is actually at home in Gainesville, and that's when they'll do their ring ceremony and the all the stuff that they normally do for a national championship team. But yeah, anyways, three games to go on Saturday here. So two are college football and one's college basketball. I can't believe college basketball is actually deciding to play on Saturday, but it seems like a good enough game to, you know, I guess take one of those Saturday games. I don't know, whatever. So the two football games, I've got number 8 BYU versus number 9 Texas Tech. I've got Texas Tech to win that game. Yep. And then number 3 Texas A&M versus number 19 Missouri. I've got Texas A&M to win that game, so the two Texas teams to win there. And then the basketball game to happen on Saturday, number 15 Alabama takes on number 5 St. John's up there in New York or New Jersey in men's basketball. So I've got St. John's to win that game. And then a Sunday game, Sunday NFL game, Patriots at Buccaneers. I've got the Buccaneers to win that game. I believe that game. Yes, I know. I believe this game, you've got two very good teams that are, what, like 6-1, 6-2, 7-2, something like that. And I believe like
7-2, I think.
Yeah. So, yeah. Like, I was just looking at both of them record-wise, and they're both having a very great season. They're going to face off down there in Tampa Bay. So I think Tampa Bay takes advantage of the home field, and they'll win that game.
Okay. No, I mean, we pretty much had the same almost all the way through, minus two games. So with you, I have BYU and Texas Tech. I, too, have Texas Tech, and I also think that's going to be a blowout. I think Texas Tech beats them by two scores, so I think it's going to be – I think that's why I didn't actually put it when we get to the singles. I didn't even put that game on there because I think the spread is even showing, like, plus or minus 14 or 15 or something like that. So, that's, I mean, that's a little high for me, but I do think it's going to be a two-score game with Texas Tech winning. I, too, also have Texas A&M in Missouri, and I chose Texas A&M. I actually changed mine on a fly because I thought I had them in there. But I had originally put Detroit Lions versus the Commanders because I wanted to put some football in there. I didn't think the games were that great. Your game, that game which you just said was going to be one of the better games this weekend.
Yeah.
I like the Detroit Commanders, but then Jaden Daniels got hurt. So yeah. Now I don't really care. It's not going to be really a good game.
Yeah, I was about to say, so, I'm sure after seeing Jaden freaking bend his arm the opposite way that it shouldn't be bent, I'm pretty sure you changed that pick pretty quickly.
Yep, I had to change it. So, and I would have gone football, but I feel like you said, I feel like Arizona, Florida football, our basketball game is going to be a better game. It's going to be more exciting than New England. But unlike you, I'm taking Arizona in this one. It's a little bit closer to home for them. East Coast traveling, West Coast sucks. So, and I think they're both equally talented. So I'm just going to give the edge to Arizona in this one. The two I have different from you, I have our boys, the Detroit Red Wings, taking on the Golden Knights tomorrow night. I have Detroit losing, so I have Golden Knights winning this game. I don't see Detroit winning. I'm happy with their road trip already, so I hope they go to overtime and lose to get an extra point, but I don't think they're going to beat the Golden Knights. My last game, I have the 19th ranked Kansas Jayhawks, Kansas Jayhawks taking on 25 ranked UNC. So we have the Battle of the Blue Buds. I think it's on Friday. I want to say it was Friday night. But yeah, Battle of the Blue Bloods. I'm taking UNC to beat Kansas on Friday night.
Yeah, I put it in there for you. Yeah,
you know, women's basketball. So, taking night. UNC to.
I helped you out there.
Taking them. Upset pick. Give me Auburn over Vandy.
You ready for my upset pick, football. Kyle? You ready for this one? You're not ready for this one.
Auburn over Vandy. What's yours? What's yours?
Give me Iowa over Oregon in Iowa.
I was looking at that one. Yep, I was looking at that one. That's a scary one. Iowa always has one of those games every year.
Yeah, yeah, they have one of those sneaky games that beats like a top five, top ten every year. Yep. And I think every year. I think this is that one where it's just like, okay, this is
the question is it a night game? Is it a night game? Because it's always a night game that they do these upsets.
Oh, I didn't even look at that.
They beat us on a night game. They beat Ohio State in a night game.
Give me a second.
Yeah, it's always a night game to find out right now. So that would be my.
Nope, it's a 3:30 game on CBS. It's somewhat of a night game because it gets dark earlier now. It gets darker earlier now.
Yeah, it's still going to get dark. I was scared. I wanted to touch that one, but I was scared. I was like, man, I just don't think they have it in them. Especially if it's not a night, like a true night game. Yeah. So that's why I was like, yeah, I'll just take Auburn or Randy. But I do like that one. That was my second choice.
Yeah. So that's what I'm taking for my upset pick of the week. So hopefully that hits.
All right.
I need one to hit. All right. Moving on to our NFL fantasy competition here. I finally win again. I'm now 2-7.
I finally won.
And I'm proving 2-7. Improving 2-7 for Alex here. All right, so
2-7. He's finally won.
Out of my two keeper quarterbacks, since Matthew Stafford went on a bye week, and Bo Nix was my keeper from last week, Matthew Stafford outscored Bo Nix with 34.8 points. For running backs, Kyren Williams outscores David Montgomery with 17.4 points. Wide receiver number one, Justin Jefferson outscores Jalen Waddle with 13.7 points. And then wide receiver number two, the sun god, Amon-Ra St. Brown, outscores Rome Odunze with 14.2 points. At the tight end, my boy, Sam Laporta, outscores Tyler Warren with 18.7 points. Good night. And then in the flex position,
he had a good game for you.
He had a very good game. In the flex position, DJ Moore, who is now my new keeper, outscores Chase Brown with 22.9 points. And then in the defense and special teams, the Baltimore Ravens outscore the Green Bay Packers with 17 points. And then for kicker, Will Reichard of the Minnesota Vikings just kicks his way to victory against the Lions again and beats Tyler Loop with 11 points, bringing my grand total to 149.7 points.
Yeah, you killed me.
I want to say that now.
Your defense and kickers what did it for you, because yes, it's pretty close, because like my team was right up there with you. I had a couple duds, but no, Alex beat me barely. We'll let him have one. Barely. We'll let him have one. We'll my lineup, I had Lamar Jackson out there points. Josh Jake, he got me 33.5. Puka Nacua had a baller game, outplayed Drake London. He got me 34.3 points. Actually, that's wrong. It was Drake London, not Puka.
Dang.
Drake London got 34.3 points. I was going to say, because I have Puka Nacua on my actual fantasy team. He didn't give me that many points.
He didn't give me that point. What? He didn't do that.
Puka got like 17. Oh, shit, let me do that. Alex, make that box white.
I got you. I got you. Don't worry. All right.
Yeah, there we go. Because I'm on blacked out on my XL, so it's hard to tell. No. Yeah, so Drake London outdid Puka. He got 34.3 points. I had Rashee Rice outdid Jamar Chase. He got me 16.6. I finally got another red lettering for one of my keepers. Aronde Gadsden outdid George Kittle with 9.3 points. So I got another one on the board there. Khalil Shakir outdid Alvin Kamara with 7.8 points, because Kamara got like 0.2 points for this game. LA Rams defense got me 10 points instead of the New England Pats. And my kicker, Jake Bates, only got me 5 over Joshua Cardi. So it put me at 134.5. So Alex beat me by 15 points.
Nice, nice. All right. Go roll that. And
guess what, Alex? You didn't get the overall.
Nope, I did not. That's okay, though. I'm just going to go ahead and reset the board. Don't worry about it. The one question that I will ask you as I reset the board, where do you want Jalen Hurts? Do you want him on the same team as Drake London, or do you want him on the opposite team of Drake London?
It don't matter. We'll just put him on the first team since that's the first draft. So week 10.
That was the thing. It was like,
I was able to keep,
you know.
Did you see what the Monday night game is?
Oh, it's Philadelphia? Really? Are we serious right now? Yeah, oh, my goodness.
Sorry, I have to keep him in week 11.
Eagles-Packers. Wow. So Kyle still doesn't even get to keep him.
So he'll be my week 11.
Moving on to week 11 for Jalen Hurts.
Till week 11.
Next thing we know, it's like he actually gets
hurt. And then he's just going to get hurt, so I'll just never get to keep him.
Kyle just doesn't get to.
All right. So, yeah, just gets hurt instead.
All right. Heads or tails, Kyle?
Let's go tails.
It is heads. All right. Bye week.
It is heads, Alex.
Bye week is Cincinnati, Dallas, Tennessee, and Kansas City.
Oh, finally, I get to keep my keeper. So and then no Eagles, no Packers.
So DJ doesn't fall in that. And Drake doesn't fall in that, does he?
Yep, and neither does Drake London.
Good. All right. Okay. Make sure this works.
Yep, we're good.
All right. That was just a bell test. It was just a test.
Check right. That. Double test.
Check that. All right. I haven't taken this guy. Oh, my goodness. He is available. Oh, I'm going to go right off the bat. And get Josh Allen DeMar? Against Miami.
Josh Allen, nice. I gotta decide who I want to take here, because I can't take him. Does he have a good game? I can't take Goff. You know, give me. Let me see. I don't think I can take him. Yep, I can. So for my pick, give me the young stud who's been just averaging like 4 touchdowns a game, I feel like, every damn game. And I think it's going to be a shootout. So give me Drake May.
Drake May. All right. Running back. All right, let's see here. Who have I taken? Who have I not taken? Ooh, yeah. Let me go. Quarterback, running back here. Give me James Cook.
Nice. Good pick with James Cook. Yeah, I haven't taken him. It's a good matchup, playing at home. Had a bad game for his first bad game of the year. Give me the number one overall fantasy player. Give me Jonathan Taylor.
It's too low. Every time, it's like too high or too low. Jonathan. Am I spelling it right? Nope, I spelled it wrong. Jonathan Taylor. All right, wide receiver number one for Alex here. No, I'm not talking to you, Siri. Give me the number one running back or wide receiver. Have I picked him? I have not picked this man. Or I might have picked him and I haven't used his points. Give me Puka Nacua.
Nice.
Might end up being the same way as you, Kyle, where somehow gets outscored yet again.
And Kyle takes Drake London, so it's right back to Alex.
Kyle's wide receiver one pick is in. Alex's number two wide receiver pick is in.
I gotta change that on here anyways.
Give me...
I saw a Puka that I kept that doesn't count technically.
Jackson Smith, Njigba.
Man, Alex is starting to use his studs now. He's going after all the big names
Just going after all of them now. Just doing it. He's doing it
now. He's mounting his comeback. Let's see if I can get my player to have a back-to-back good game now that he's got a solid quarterback in there. Give me Justin Jefferson.
All right. Tight end. He's gone. You know what? Since you were able to use him 2 weeks in a row, I'm going to predict a third good week in a row for this guy. Give me Oronde Gadsden. Man's on a hot streak. Gotta take the hot hand sometimes.
Nice. So I'm so happy I took Kraft before he got hurt.
Yeah.
I'm surprised I haven't taken this one. Give me Brock Bowers. Coming off a hot game.
You have taken him, but
three touchdowns.
But he got outscored, I believe.
He's never been.
All right, and Alex's pick is in for flex. DJ Moore.
Damn, already.
Back to Kyle.
God, I feel like you've drafted him like five times. Oh, that's right. He was your keeper.
He's my keeper. Yeah, he's my keeper.
Let me see if I've taken him. I don't think I have. Give me... Juwan Jennings.
All right, defense and special teams. All right, what did we say? Because I always do this. All right, no... No Eagles, no Packers. Let me get the Seattle Seahawks defense and special teams going up against
okay.
Arizona.
Seattle Seahawks.
Cardinals this week at home.
All right, worth mine. Just go ahead. Give me the Denver Broncos defense.
Let's go, Denver.
Denver, the Bat Dad.
Denver, I'm the Bat Dad.
I am the Bat Dad.
All right. Wow, I have not picked this man.
I am.
Since I'm going with his QB... and his running back. Give me the kicker. I'm going to get some points here. Tyler Bass.
Mm-hmm. Eating ass. Bass or pass? With mine. Give me the man himself. Give me Chris Boswell. The dude always makes kicks.
The Boz.
The boss.
All right. Quarterback, Kyle. Actually, no. Review. Sorry.
Damn. Review. So for Terry Silver's magical, fantastic team, I have at quarterback Drake May, running back Jonathan Taylor Thomas, at wide receiver one I have Drake London, wide receiver two I have Jay Jettas, Justin Jefferson, tight end I have Brock Bowers, my flex is Jawan Jennings, at defense I've got Denver Broncos, and then my kicker is Chris Boswell, the boss.
I like it. All right, for the Sarcastaballs, starting at quarterback, Josh Allen. Running back, James Cook. Wide receiver number one is Puka Nacua. Wide receiver number two is Jackson Smith Najigba. Tight end is Oronde Gadsden. In the flex, coming back for another week is DJ Moore. Defense and special teams is Seattle. And the kicker is Tyler Bass, or is it Tyler Bass?
Bass or Bass. All right. Quarterback time. The pick is in. I'm going to take at quarterback the counterpart of my other quarterback that he's playing, because I think it's going to be a high-scoring game, like I said. Give me Baker Mayfield.
Baker. Let Baker bake.
Let him bake a cake.
All right. I've sat on him long enough. I've kept him off the board long enough. It's time to shout his name many times as I want to. Jared Goff.
He's taking him.
He's finally taking him.
He has finally done it.
All right. Running back.
Oh, who do I take at running back? At running back. This is tough. I don't know who I really want to take. Let's see. Have I taken him yet? Because I think I did. Damn it. I've taken all these like small names that I wish I didn't take. I don't think I've taken him. You know, let's just go for it. With my RB, give me Travis Etienne.
All right. For my running back, make sure who I've picked before I pick them. Can't take that one. Let me get, I believe this game's going to be high scoring. I could be crazy, but give me, oh wait, he's out. I can't pick him. Oh my gosh. He's out. Nope.
He's hurt. He's done.
He's hurt. Can't do it.
He's coming back. Well, he might be coming back. He might just show out, but he's coming back.
Oh. All right. Now it comes back up to the four to pick Alvin Kamara.
Now he's going to have his bounce back game. All right, wide receiver one. I need to let me get someone to go with my quarterback here. So give me Emeka Egbuka.
You already got Juwan over there. Oh, wait, Juwan's San Francisco. Sorry.
He's 49er.
Yeah, my bad. I don't know why my brain always thinks that Juwan and Emeka are on the same team.
Yeah.
And Mecca Abuka. All right. Wide receiver number one for me will be. Have I taken him? Yes, he's off my board. Strategic, have to be so strategic here. All right, I think I've picked him, but he's not on my board, so I haven't used his points. Give me Cortland Sutton.
Okay.
Might have to double check me there, Kyle, but I believe I'm right. Receiver
too. For my wide receiver two, I'm just gonna take Wandale Robinson.
Wandale.
Oh, yeah, you're good on Sutton.
Sweet. All right, wide receiver number two for me. I'm going to go with Keenan Allen at home against the Pittsburgh Chargers. All right, tight end.
Keenan Allen. Let's see. Tied. Oh, you've taken Keenan Allen.
I have. God dang it. Really?
Yeah. Yep. He was your third keeper on wide receiver one.
Oh, man. Back to the drawing board for Alex.
At him.
Back to the drawing board.
Back to the board.
Back to the drawing board. See here. You know what? I'm going to go for. Did you? Yeah. Let me get the other wide out to your guy there. Give me Jordan Addison.
Go Jordan.
Okay, now tight end for Kyle.
Tight end, we're taking Trey McBride.
Trey McBride. All right. Let's see if Alex can actually find a tight end now, since he's used like almost every single one.
He's done it.
He's pretty much done it. You know what? Give me Dallas Goedert.
Dallas Goedert. Dallas Goedert, the Goedert man.
Goedert man.
At flex. We are going to take wide receiver, Pittsburgh Steelers, Calvin Austin.
Starts with a K, right? Calvin? Or C?
C.
I already started spelling his name wrong, Alex. Jeez. Calvin Austin.
He's done it now.
All right. For my flex position, I'm going to go for a wideout for my quarterback, Jared Goff. Give me Jameis Williams.
Jameis.
Famous Jameis.
Good
J-Mo.
All right. That defense, taking a flyer here. Give me the New York Jets defense.
Ooh, the New York Jets. J-E-T-S, Jets, Jets, Jets. All right, for my defense and special teams. Let's see here. Have I taken this team? No, I have not. Give me the Chicago Bears defense against the New York Giants.
Chicago Bears.
All right, kicker. All right,
kicker. Give me, let's go with the Jets, because I think this game could just be a field goal slugfest. Give me Nick Folk.
Folk.
Folk. Give me Nick Folk. Give me Nick Folk.
Where are you, Nick?
Where is he?
F-O-L-K.
F-O-L-K. Because I was literally about to spell it like Justin Falk.
Justin. Justin Falk.
All right, for my kicker, give me the guy that had that has the new league longest field goal in NFL history.
Good old Cam Little.
Cam Little.
I already took him. I would take him if I haven't taken him already. I took him after McAnus.
All right.
Damn McAnus.
For Taco Corps, EB, DB, BNB, we've got Jared Goff starting at quarterback. Right, running back is Alvin Kamara. Wide receiver number one is Cortland Sutton. Wide receiver number two is Jordan Addison. Tight end is Dallas Goedert. Flex is Jameson Williams. Defense and special teams is the Chicago Bears. And for the kicker is Cam Little.
Nice. All right. Nib High Football. We have at quarterback Baker Mayfield. Running back, we have Travis Etienne. Wide receiver, we have Emeka Egbuka. Wide receiver two, we have Wandale Robinson. At tight end, we have Trey McBride. My flex is wide receiver Calvin Austin. Defense, I have the New York Jets. And at kicker, we have Nick Folk.
Nick Folk. All right, I like this.
Nick Folk.
I like this little lineup we've got.
Alex going for two in a row. Alex is going for two in a row here.
Hopefully, he can only pray. You know, we can sit here and pray.
If Alex wins out, he upsets me. He has to win out now.
Has to win out. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it.
If you win out, you win. If you lose one more and then win out, we tie.
Who likes a tie? Nobody.
No one likes a tie.
Wait, seriously? I thought it was 15 weeks. No, it's 15 weeks, so you'd win.
I'm counting up. So, no, week 10. So, if you win week 10, so that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. So, there's 6 outcomes remaining. So, you have to win out for you to win.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah, because if I win the 1 week.
Yeah, if you win one more week, you win no matter what.
Yep.
Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter.
He's done it. He has done it.
Alex will just quit.
So I take the win bracket. Then Alex has to, oh no, you're still in it. You just have to win in points now. Yeah. When you have to win in points and overtake that 156 marker that I put up in week 2 to take the NFL.
All right. With that, we will move on to gambling men. This is a very good week, Kyle.
Good week for me.
I love it. Yeah. Must be 21 or older to gamble. Problems with gambling, please call the gambling helpline at 1-800-GAMBLER.
I mean, I only missed 3 total bets in general, like just 3 actual of the bets.
Oh, yeah? Nice. Well,
yeah, out of like everything, counting singles and parlays, I had 1, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. I was 8-3 out of all my picks.
Ooh, I like that. I will say that I finally hit the first anything goes parlay. I'm first. I'm nice. First in that.
I still missed mine, but I hit another same game. I hit another same game finally.
Love it. Love that.
It's been a minute.
Love that. All right.
You do win the anything goes. But I did drop my I took my winnings from negative 69 down to negative 2 now. So I'm almost there. I've almost come back.
Almost there. Getting there. Getting close. Top 5 singles. I went 2-3. Shohei Ohtani did not get the World Series MVP, unfortunately. I don't know who did it go to. I didn't pay attention. Obviously, it wasn't him since I lost that bet.
Yamamoto. It was Yamamoto.
Anyways, so that's a loss. And then Rashee Rice, anytime touchdown, that got me a win. That got me a whole bunch of money because I just basically hammered that one all around. And then the Denver Broncos, -1.5 spread over the Texans. That was a win. It was a handed win, but obviously it got me more money by taking the spread over the money line. So I went with the spread there. Washington Commanders money line over Seattle, that got me a loss, unfortunately. And then the LA Dodgers 1.5 spread over Toronto, I guess this was for game 3, got me a loss, unfortunately. So
yeah,
there's my 2-3 for top just 5 another singles. Loss. Yep.
All right. My singles. Oh, what's your future ones?
Oh, I can go over that once you go over yours.
All right. So my last week's ones. I went 3-2 this week. I had Texas -2.5 versus Vandy. They ended up winning by, I think, 3 or 4. So that netted me $18. Clemson -3.5 versus Duke. That was obviously a loss, one of my losses. I had the Indiana versus Maryland football game over of 51.5. That was a hit. And that was $18. And then I had the Steelers money line versus the Colts. That was another win. That was $22. And then I also had the Cal money line versus UVA, which was a miss. So those are my 2-3. I can just go right into it since I'm still talking. My upcomings. So for this week, I have Duke -8.5 over UConn in football. Not basketball. I know it sounds like a basketball matchup, but Duke Blue Devils -8.5 over UConn. I have them by double digits. So that one is -110. So that would pay out $19. I have UNC -8.5 over Stanford. Again, I have them by 2 scores. That is at -112. So that's about $18. I think UNC is finding their stride, and it's at home first. So Stanford's got to travel all the way over here. So I like UNC. I have Clemson money line over Florida State at home. That's -120. So that's another $18. Then I have the Cowboys -3.5 spread over the Arizona Cardinals. That's at -105. That's $19. And then I'm taking the Jags money line over the Houston Texans at +102 to win $20.
Love it. I like that. All right, for my upcoming, got a little bit of basketball in here, Kyle. Indiana Pacers money line over the Bucks at +172. Memphis Grizzlies money line over the Pistons because Memphis is at home. Pistons haven't been doing really well on the road so far. That's at +144. And then football, Minnesota Vikings money line over the Ravens. The Vikings are at home over the Ravens with a +154. Money line there. So I kind of like that. Tampa Bay Buccaneers, -2.5 spread over the Patriots at -105. It's giving you a little bit more money than taking the money line there. And then the LA Chargers, -3 spread over the Steelers at -115. That's obviously giving you a little bit more money than the money line there for that matchup. So I like those. My honorable mention, Kyle, Syracuse +28.5 spread against Miami. I think they're going to cover that.
I can see it. I can see that one.
Even though it is in Miami, but yeah, still, Syracuse is still that good team. They always give, like, you know, Clemson.
They're sneaky. And those, they're sneaky good.
They're always that sneaky team that gives, like, those really good teams a run for their money no matter what. So I can see Syracuse covering this spread. So that's my honorable mention.
Yeah. I like that. I could easily see them covering that spread.
All right, and we'll lead off with your win of the week.
Yeah, anything goes parlay, because I know Alex is...
Well, no, let's lead off with your win of the week, the same game parlay, because I lost this.
You
want
to do mine first?
Yeah, obviously right, I lost this, but yeah, I like to save the best for last.
My same game... Shit, I got to adjust mine anyway, so... This was about the same, actually. Let me just change this up a little bit. Because it was about the same odds either way, but I made this last night.
Yeah. I mean, just use the odds that you locked it in as. Like, that's fine. Like, they odds change all the time.
No, that's it was basically that, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so my same game from last week, I did hit. So it put me to 3-9. I had the Chiefs. I forgot who they were playing. Honestly, I think it was like the Jags or somebody like that.
It was the Commanders.
I cannot remember who they were playing, but I had Patrick Mahomes to throw three touchdowns.
Because I have Commanders. I have Debo and JCM on mine.
Okay, so I had Mahomes to throw three touchdown passes at +120. I had Travis Kelce anytime touchdown at -110, and then the Chiefs -1.5 at -213. So I thought I would have gotten more, but it was a +272, so they got me 37 bones for that one. So that was my hit. Wasn't massive, but it was enough. So I had to adjust because I had, for this week's one, I had Jane Daniels in there with Commander's money line. Obviously, I'm changing that now since he just basically died last night. So I'm just going to reverse it. I'm basically just going to take Seahawks money line. That's not +134. It's going to be like -110, but I'll just keep the odds. It was low odds anyways. Then I take Darnold, two touchdown passes at -114, and Darnold, 220 passing yards at -189. So it'll be about +360 or so after all said and done.
Okay, nice. Like that. Yeah, so my same game parlay was... Rashee Rice, anytime TD, that's the only thing that hit. Obviously, I took Debo Samuels to get 50 or more receiving yards. That did not happen. And then JCM to get 50 or more rushing yards. That did not happen either. So I'm sitting at 2-10 for my same game parlay. For my upcoming same game parlay is tonight. I've got CeeDee Lamb to get anytime touchdown. I've got George Pickens to get 60 or more receiving yards, and Javonte Williams to get 60 or more rushing yards. So with CeeDee Lamb at -105, Pickens at -138, and Williams at -166, brings it up to a grand total of +459. $10 pays out $45. So kind of like that.
I realized, I don't know why I put that down there. I literally put the game from last night as mine.
Because you were betting on it, and you.
I just realized that I was like, "Holy crap! Why did I put that one on there?" I'm gonna adjust mine on the fly, but we'll go over your.
Anything goes as you fill that out. That's fine.
We'll do your anything goes while I fill that out, and then we'll go back to that after.
Yeah, that's fine. Anything goes parlay. I am the first to hit it. I actually hit the Equinox parlay during the actual day of the Equinox, because that was last Monday when the Equinox actually happened. So I think I got to stop doing that, but I don't want to. So, the Equinox Anything Goes parlay that hit last week, Rashee Rice, anytime touchdown, that got a hit. Freddie Freeman with one or more RBIs, and then Sidney Crosby got an anytime goal. So all those were wins for me. I got some good money out of that. And for my upcoming, I'm doing it again. I don't care. I'm going for Indiana Pacers money line over the Bucks, like I said earlier, in my upcoming singles. I'm putting that into a parlay. I'm taking the Pittsburgh Penguins money line over Toronto. That's at plus 146. And I'm taking the Dallas Cowboys tonight with a money line over the Cardinals at negative 168. Grand total of plus 98 or 983. $10 plays out, $98.
That's pretty good right there.
Yeah. So a different kind of equinox there. Not doing like, you know, somebody scoring
different
points.
Different kind of equinox. My anything goes parlay. I almost hit it. I continue to be 0-12 on it, but I almost hit it. If it wasn't for the frickin' Bengals choking, I would have hit mine as well. And it was like, it was a big win. So I had the Broncos -1.5 versus Houston. That was a hit. I had the Bills money line versus Chiefs. I had a hit, and I took the Bengals money line over the Bears. Should have happened, and the Bengals choked, so I missed it. And I'm not making it easier for myself this time because for some reason my odds are like just skyrocketing every time I do these. For this week, I'm doing Indiana versus Penn State. I'm taking the over of 49.5 points at -105. I'm taking Arizona Wildcats over the Florida Gators in basketball at plus 150. And I'm taking Michigan basketball to cover, to cover the spread of -23.5 over Oakland at -105. So I'm taking that one. That gives me the odds of plus 852 for that game.
Oh, boy. Okay. So you got your same game drawn up already?
Yeah, big mixed one. Yep. So for this one, I'm doing Thursday Night Football.
Okay.
Actually, I'm just going to take the actual game that I wanted. So I'm taking Denver spread of -9.5. That's at -110. I'm taking Bo Nix to have over 1.5 touchdowns. So basically two or more touchdowns. That's at -117. And I am taking a Cortland Sutton anytime touchdown at plus 125. So that will put me at plus 335 for the day.
Like it. All right. Don't bet on.
The one that I don't really want to bet on, honestly, is the Jets and the Browns. That game is going to be boring. And if you're going to bet on any of them, probably just bet the under. But I mean, I don't know. I could see the Jets scoring a lot of points, but the under is already like 36 points for an NFL game, which is extremely low. So, I don't know. I don't really want to touch that game. It's not going to be probably a fun watch. I just don't like it.
Okay. Well, you're already not listening to my don't bet on it, Kyle. I'm saying any early ranked NCAA basketball matchup. So, yeah, you're not listening to me on that one with the Florida-Arizona game.
I'm just taking money lines, and I'm going against what people think. So that's why I'm doing it that way.
Well, still. I'm still saying don't. Like I feel like it's the same way how we began this season with NCAA football. Like you just don't know with how they're ranked. You know, obviously they're ranked for a reason, but still you don't know how good these teams are until you actually get to watch them play. So I'd say any early ranked matchups between any NCAA basketball teams, don't bet on those games. So. Anywho,
fair enough.
Homeward bound we go. Okay, scoreboard time. So for this week, I beat Kyle. Thanks to the fantasy football. I scored 156.7 points this week. Kyle scored 142.5 points this week. Alex, I finally break 1,000.
134. He's finally done it.
I finally done it at 170.5. Kyle's already at 1,369. So Kyle's 300 points ahead of me as soon as I break 1,000, so I'm just completely falling behind now.
Yep, he's still got a decent lead there. Right now.
Yes,
he's got a little lead.
So,
All right. Yep. So we got that. And now we got the Packers, Lions, and the Panthers to talk about here. Well, Packers and Panthers. I mean, who they saw that game happening? That was kind of crazy.
Yeah, they faced off against each other. Panthers beat the Packers, which was a very good win for the Panthers, for sure. Yep. Not a great loss for the.
It was. They're 5-4 Packers. Now, so they can easily take that conference, or they can take that division now.
Oh yeah.
It's not a great loss for the Packers, but at the same time, the only team that they needed to lose also lost, which was the Lions.
Yeah, that's for sure.
But so nothing hurt for them.
The thing was the Lions lost to the Vikings, so now the Vikings are crazy in the talks of, you know.
Back in it now. Now they're back in it.
Yep.
What was crazy about the Packers game, I saw a stat this morning. So the craziest stat, the Packers did not punt a single time in the Packers-Panthers game and only scored 13 points.
That's crazy. What?
They didn't punt one time the entire game. Scored 13 points.
Did Dan That's Campbell insane. Coach the team and they just went on fourth down every time?
Nah, it was – yeah, I mean, they were going on fourth downs, but it was just like they were missing field goals. They missed like two field goals. A couple turnovers. Like, they didn't look good. As soon as they got into the red zone, they looked really bad. And the Panthers could just run all their – Panthers just ran it down their throats with Rico Dowdle. So, yeah, on to the next week. And Packers don't have an easy one. They got the Eagles now.
Nope. That's not an easy matchup at all. So with my work that I just did, Kyle, I get to highlight a little bit of Wolverines hockey. The team is very, very stout. After working that one game, and obviously after the second game,
no, they're very good.
Winning it,
I've watched a lot of games
in overtime. So yeah, their team is very good this season. I really like how they look together. They're very good. Yeah, they're a very, very good team. Yeah. So that's me on
the first time there. It's the first time in a while I've seen a Michigan hockey team that actually has a really good goalie. They usually just have a mediocre goalie. Their goalie's actually really good this year, which might be a big turning point for them when they finally make it to when they finally are in the tournament, maybe get over that hump to finally win a championship. But yeah, that's the one big notice. One big difference I've noticed from this hockey team to like the last years and the years before, where they were really good, they were just missing a goalie, and I think their goalie is much. Their goalie play has been much better this year than it has in the past. So, yeah, we got them. Michigan football looked not very good against Purdue. A win is a win. I'll take it. But definitely. We also lose Justice Haynes. Justice Haynes has to get foot. He's going to get surgery on his foot. So we're losing Justice Haynes. Jordan Marshall, I'm not worried. Jordan Marshall is a beast. He can take the load. So hopefully he just doesn't get hurt from now until the end of the year. But yeah, they got to get better. Luckily, they have two games they can get better, which is Northwestern and Maryland before the big one. So they're basically looking like on pace to win out. You're in the playoffs basically for sure. So, and it's going to come down to the Michigan Ohio State game.
Yep. So Wolfpack, they get a big win over
Michigan
Georgia
basketball
Tech.
Tonight.
And then, you got Michigan basketball tonight, got Florida basketball tonight, got Wolfpack women's basketball tomorrow.
Yep. Playing Oakland.
Yep.
And Oakland.
And then
Deets. Playing Max's favorite team.
Oakland.
Oakland.
Wolfpack football get a big win over Georgia Tech. Deeks lose to Florida State. Not much else to talk about there. Red Wings win.
It's a good win for State.
In overtime against the Sharks. And then the Canes are on a winning streak right now. Yeah, actually it was a shootout. That's correct. Sorry.
A shootout. Yep.
It
was a big win. State. So they've won two. Red Wings have won two on the road here.
Yep. So hopefully they get another one against Vegas.
Two on this road trip. It was a big, big road trip win. I doubt it, but that's why they needed to win that Sharks game. But they look good. They're 8-4, second place in the Atlantic, so. They're still looking good.
Yeah, they're still looking great. Good position to be in right now. Canes are on a good winning streak. Pistons, they bounced back against the Magic and the Mavs recently here in the past two games. Now they got to face the Memphis Grizzlies down there in Tennessee. And unfortunately, Wrexham lose out of the Caribou Cup, so they're no longer in the runnings for that. They lost in the fourth round there, but they get a really good big upset win over Coventry. Like, Coventry's like a really good team there in the Championship League. They beat Coventry on Wednesday. It was a very, very good win. Hopefully they keep it rolling and they finally get a win at home. This was on the road too, mind you. And Coventry does not lose at home very often. So, yeah. And they won like 3-1. It was a pretty handily win.
It's a good win, solid win.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, solid win.
All right. So with that, that's this episode of This and That Podcasting Podcast. Make sure y'all tune in next Monday. We will be back with all this stuff, you know, top five games of the week, fantasy focus, gambling men, and homeward bounds. I'm Alex Bauer.
Basketball.
Basketball. Y'all have yourself a good rest of your day. Make sure you like and subscribe.